Well, another day, another interesting twist to the Trump presidency. Shortly, the White House will hold its first on-camera briefing in 8 days. They've refused to answer questions on camera or allow audio recordings for some time now, a real source of frustration for the broadcast media. Brian Stelter is a senior media correspondent with CNN. Hello to you, Brian.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Well, there have been media briefings of late, but they've been off camera, no audio recordings, as I mentioned. What is the reasoning the White House has been giving for this?
We've seen the White House rolling back access in a number of different ways. This is different than what Clinton or Bush or Obama did. This is an administration trying to avoid answering questions from the media and avoid giving information to the public. Maybe it's because they don't have good answers. But this today will be the first briefing Sean Spicer's had on camera, being recorded on audio in over a week. It's just a symptom of a broader White House problem, not having answers to questions.
That said, you know, the media has raised questions about why all these briefings are off camera. I know the White House's chief strategist, yeah, Steve Bannon, said the reason, this is an extraordinary reason, he said because Sean Spicer got fatter, which is a very interesting response that he gave. We'll hear from Sean Spicer, as you say, shortly. But it seems that Spicer has fallen out of favour with Donald Trump. Will he be moving to more of a back office role with the Trump presidency?
It sounds like he's being, well, they're calling it a promotion, and into a bigger job where he'll be overseeing communication strategy, but not giving the daily briefings. This is not official yet, but this is what's expected to happen in Washington. The hard part is figuring out who's going to replace him. There aren't a lot of people who want this job right now because speaking for President Trump is very precarious. He will contradict you on Twitter. He will change his mind. He will make promises he can't keep. It is a very hard job having to speak for this White House. And you mentioned that quote from Bannon. It was given to a reporter from The Atlantic. This reporter texted Steve Bannon and said, "Why isn't Spicer on camera?" The reply was, "Sean got fatter." Now, maybe Steve Bannon was just joking. Maybe he was just trying to mess with the media. But it was a remarkable response. I think the bigger, truthful answer to the question is that this White House doesn't have good answers. So they're trying to avoid having to take questions.
CNN is one of those organizations that I think has a strained relationship with the Trump presidency, along with the likes of the New York Times and the Washington Post, and certainly President Trump has claimed that CNN is front and center when it comes to fake news. How would you describe CNN's relationship with the White House?
I think we're trying to cover one of the biggest stories in the world right now, which is the Trump administration trying to figure out how to govern the United States and how to have relations with the entire world. It's a huge story because Trump is such an unusual president. I think reporters at CNN and the New York Times and other outlets are trying to approach this as fairly and normally as possible. But a lot of what the Trump administration is doing is abnormal, whether it's not having briefings for the press as often and things like that. So it is a complicated time because it's an unusual story that's happening at the White House.
Trump feels very strongly, it seems, that, you know, there are organizations which are out to get him, I guess. What would you say to that?
Well, we've seen a lot of leaders, both in the United States and in other countries, kind of foment distrust and hatred of the news media. The United States is not the only country where we're seeing this happen. But Trump is really doing that, I think, in order to inoculate himself from tough questions. It's almost like trying to give himself a booster shot. When he says the media is fake, he's telling his supporters not to believe what we're reporting. But I think in all cases, the truth eventually catches up, whether that's in jobs numbers, whether it's in his promises to defeat ISIS. This president, like all other U.S. presidents, has a very hard 4 years ahead for him. And I think the press is trying to hold him accountable for what he's said so far.
What are you expecting from Sean Spicer today?
Well, he's going to be asked about these questions he hasn't been able to answer for weeks. He hasn't been able to answer whether President Trump is secretly taping people in the Oval Office. Remember, Trump hinted that he might be, but then never confirmed or denied it. I'm sure he'll also be asked about climate change, given that it's been a couple of weeks now, and the president still has not said if he believes in man-made climate change, like most scientists do. So there's some questions that have been coming up again and again and again that the White House hasn't answered. Today is another chance for Spicer to answer.
Brian Stelter, CNN's senior media correspondent, very much appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.